Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's Met Gala Monday, and we're breaking down what to expect. We're talking to Armani White and Goyo on today's show. Fans want George Michael in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. And regional Mexican music is taking over the charts. I'm Rania Niftos, and this is Billboard News. It's Monday, May 1st, which means tonight is the Met Gala. Here's what you can expect. Dua Lipa and Lizzo stepped out in New York to attend Anna Wintour's pre-Met Gala party. Dua Lipa is no stranger to the Met Gala stairs, and this year she's one of the co-chairs for the fundraising event. But who else can we expect to see ascend those iconic stairs in honor of Karl Lagerfeld tonight? Rita Ora confirms she'll be in attendance tonight with a series of photos of her in custom Chanel posted to Insta. Rihanna also posted pics of her draped head-to-toe in Chanel with the caption, "Not even Monday." And we know Rihanna always slays the Met Gala. Kendall Jenner and Bad Bunny stepped out in NYC last night, and it would make sense that the biggest name in music and his supermodel date would be there. As for who else is rumored to be there tonight, we could see Doja Cat make her Met Gala debut, Lizzo looks to return, and we could see Janelle Monáe and Anita back at the gala. Of course, we're holding out hope for the return of Queen Bee, because Beyoncé always brings it when she's at the Met Gala. Now we gotta talk about this week's historic chart. Morgan Wallen holds steady on the Hot 100, but regional Mexican music dominates the top five. Eslabón Armado and Peso Pluma's Ella Baila Sola moves up to number four on the charts, and Grupo Frontera and Bad Bunny debut at number five with Un Por Ciento. Not only is this the first time two regional Mexican songs have made it to the top 10 of the Hot 100, but for them to both make it to the top 5 is unheard of. Tetris caught up with Peso Pluma at Coachella to talk about his recent success on the charts.
We're feeling very grateful with the people that's been supporting the team from years. I have only grateful words to all people that's been supporting us.
And now he can add a number 4 hit to his long list of accomplishments. For a full breakdown of the charts, head to billboard.com. Now let's bring it over to our first guest of the show. We got to know Armani White a little more with a rapid fire game.
Terry Crews, man. Y'all done DM? Yo, you be just like,
just
hey, what's
him.
Up, Terry?
I just met him over there. He was doing the Goldie show.
Hey, hey, hey.
Run that shit back, bitch. I'm stylish. Glock talk, big t-shirt, Billy. Watch on my wrist, but I want that.
I do want to play a game with you, okay?
Okay, bet.
I'm going to read some sentences. You just say the first thing that come to your mind as soon as I get to the blank, all right?
Man.
You got this. You got this. Let's do it. You'd be surprised. I'm a big fan of.
Kevin Gates.
Oh, really? Man, honestly, I just met Kevin a couple weeks ago at Rolling Loud. Dude, he's a whole vibe.
Bro, he like just super like zenned out. I imagine it's like probably two different versions of him. It depends on which version you get that day, but he's super chill. Like I just met him at Grammy Weekend. We just met at Grammy Weekend. Yeah.
Dope dude, man. My favorite late night snack is?
Pretzels.
Oh, pretzels.
Yeah, pretzels, like the hard pretzels.
About to say, are you warming, heating up a pretzel?
No. You're eating a soft pretzel at late
that's
night.
That's where my brain went.
Wow.
And if I wasn't an artist, I would be?
I'd be a chef. I can't cook that well, but I can air fry. I can air fry.
Not the air frying chef.
Can I curse?
Yeah, of course.
I can air fry the fuck out some food, bro. Like, what? I can air fry the fuck out some food. Yeah. Like, I'll be an air fry chef.
Yeah,
like, they don't got them yet. They don't got them.
They don't have those yet.
I think it's a market for me.
Okay, the most famous person that follows me on IG is?
Terry Crews just followed me.
That's pretty iconic.
If we're basing it off of like follow account, that's
Terry Crews, man. Y'all done DM? You be just like,
just
hey, what's up,
I
Terry?
I met him over there. He was doing the Goldie show.
Hey. You're like, hey, get this follow real quick.
Yeah.
What's your favorite cheesesteak?
Favorite cheesesteak. So I'm lactose intolerant. I don't eat cheese, but.
Okay.
Yeah. But
you'll do it
still? I'm still here with you. Ishka Bibbles. You gotta go to Ishka Bibbles.
Okay.
You know it. Ishka Bibbles got the best cheese steaks. I ain't even gonna lie to you. Like, it's a lot of conversations. They go to Max's, they go to Geno's and all that. Go to Ishka Bibbles.
Okay, so tell me this though. When you're going, do you like you putting sauces, onions, pepper, since you don't do the cheese? I'm like, how do you hook yours up?
Oh no. You still do everything the same way, but like you put the ketchup on it, fried onions and all that. Like sometimes you do the mayo on there too.
Okay.
But I just can't do cheese. I can't do cheese personally.
I got you. All right, and my current obsession is.
My current obsession. Do you know what a wingsuit is?
A wingsuit? No.
It's like they jump off a cliff. They like
oh, the things that they
with the little sleeping bag.
Like Batman.
Yeah. I love that so much. I just like, bro. It's like for at least 45 minutes to an hour out of my day, I just sit there and watch it.
Wait, you watch it, but would you do it? Is
yes,
the question.
Yes. I'm trying to get into training on it. Like I'm trying to figure out like how to get that started.
Okay, when you decide to do it, you call Billboard. We show up with the camera.
Yes.
And then I got to see you jump off because I could never.
You gotta understand one thing though. The only way you can see me jump with the wingsuit is if you are in the wingsuit also.
Oh, well.
Yeah.
We're going to have to talk about that. We're going to have to talk about that. Right. But thanks, man. Thank you again for hanging out with
us. Yeah, absolutely.
The Rock and Roll Hall of Fame will announce their latest class next week, but the fans have voted on their favorite. I want you sex. I'm never going to dance again. George Michael leads the fan vote for the 2023 Rock and Roll Hall of Fame induction. The late Wham and solo singer saw more than 1 million fan votes when balloting wrapped up on Friday. While a fan vote doesn't guarantee George will be inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, that number put him comfortably in front of second place holder Cyndi Lauper, who received over 928,000. All but one of the previous five fan vote winners have ended up being enshrined, with the exception of Dave Matthews Band in 2020. To be eligible for the Rock Hall, an artist's first commercial release must have come out at least 25 years prior to the nomination year. And we'll find out Wednesday this year's list of nominees. Now before we go, Billboard's Latin Women in Music goes down in Miami this weekend, and we talk to Goyo ahead of the big event.
¿Quién fue tu gran inspiración?
Hay varias, pero yo tengo que decir siempre que Lauryn Hill. Y de hecho, ese álbum de Miss Education para mí es como una biblia. Es un álbum donde recuerdo muchas cosas de mi adolescencia también y que obviamente me hablan de versatilidad y de mucho y de talento.
¿Y qué vas a cantar para nosotros en Mujeres Latinas en la música que podrán ver el 7 de mayo por Telemundo?
Quiero cantar en vivo mi sencillo Nanana, que no lo he cantado en ningún otro premio. Entonces para mí es súper bonito.
That's today's show. Make sure you come back tomorrow for our interview with G-Eazy and so much more. I'm Rania Niftos, and this is Billboard News.